This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sarah Hugh and Doc 2 on FUBAR Radio.
Hugh, no Doc 2, but instead we have Doc in spirit being channeled through the man,
the vessel of velvet,
no, Maestro, who's keeping the voice of chocolate. Sorry.
The voice of chocolate velvet cake is here, ladies and gentlemen.
So no need to fear.
Exactly. Hey, honorary Australian, eh?
Dave's a spade in the house. I tell you what, mate. Diggy down under.
No, but damn. I like that you're still, because Doc often only arrives like at 30 seconds to live on.
So,
keeps us all feeling, you know, very grounded.
That's how you know he's still got a lot of rapping in, man.
Yeah.
He may be a comedian now, but he's still a lot of rapping. Doc Brown, he's coming in late.
He does, and he usually turns up four or five minutes late.
No, not late. Not late. Well,
he does. He usually turns up 4 or 5 minutes late. And then he goes, hey, could I get a Diet Coke?
Yeah, then starts making like,
yeah, Hollywood,
orders.
We'll get you on
some demands
on
that, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's filling the quota nice and neatly. Yeah. That's good to hear, man.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but glad to be here, guys, man. Thanks for having me back again.
Yeah, lovely to see you.
Welcome
I feel
back.
Like it's been ages since I've been here, even.
I know. We missed you.
The show's been sounding wicked. I've been missing you guys and chuckling along, listening back.
Yeah. Actually, I was thinking about you this morning because today I realised, it was very, very shortly after I got here that you and me went and hung out in Brixton and did something.
Yeah.
But I realised that today is actually the day, exactly 1 year ago, that I landed in London.
No.
Serious?
Today.
That's terrifying.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
No, but that is actually...
Yeah, I know. I've done all right, haven't I? I've done all right. A year's good.
Yeah, you are becoming very Londonized.
I am. I walk very fast, even on a Sunday. Get out of my way! That's how you know I'm London.
You're angry
now.
As well,
I'm
yeah.
London now, yeah.
You've got to just need a bit more anger, man. You're smiling too much.
Sorry. That's the Botox. I can't help that.
Just frozen in position.
Yeah, you're too happy,
that
you, man.
That poor girl, the Jenner girl. These people scare me the way they're just getting Botox and things like that, like willy-nilly.
What's
like,
happened?
You know, Jenna, the no, that's not even her
Caitlyn
first name.
Jenner.
Or one of them, whoever it is, I don't know, they're all the same, innit? But like,
they look the same.
The one who's going out with Tiger. But it's
like the Russian dolls, isn't it?
But, and now, Caitlyn Jenner's joined in too as the Russian doll. But no, like, all the work on the face, and it's like, this girl's just a teenager. That's like...
You know what? It's not even surprising, though, because her whole family have...
Even the
dad has gone... He's taking it to another level.
He's joined
in. So it's not surprising, really. But what worries me is the doctors. Like, they all seem to... Like, I'm sure they just have one picture of this fish, you know, like some kind of monkfish, and go, that's what everyone wants to look like. That's it, right?
Like a hairdresser's flip book, but it's just there's one picture.
Yeah, it's just one. Everybody's got the same picture because they all start looking over the years of all this like gradual
proper.
Yeah, they all start looking the same. The fish lips, the eyes, the cheeks that don't
those
move.
Those scary eyes where it's like just a little
scary,
bit too much.
Man.
But it was the same in the 80s. Everyone had that 80s nose.
And they start talking like this when they
and they're
really
happy.
Little Kim, come on, man.
My heart does shed a single tear when I look at her because I think, you know, it's a psychological problem. It's not a physical. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with her, how she looks.
Yeah.
Well, before.
No, there wasn't anything wrong with her.
Yeah, it was. I'm like, let's put this back into past tense.
Yeah, there wasn't.
But, you know, now you're just, like, digging yourself deeper and deeper.
And then the whole PC thing has made it so the people that are... Because you look at the people that are with them, interviewing them or talking to them, and you're like...
They're on the same boat too.
They just have to. Hey, so you look good, and really?
It's terrifying. I saw a little sponsored ad on Facebook the other day saying new reality show looking for boys and girls under the age of 15 that have had plastic surgery.
Because there's probably not even any laws about what the ages you can start having surgery, is it?
I don't
because
know.
Then if you've like had some
it's
horrific
not like you
accident
can get pregnant
or something,
from it or get you know,
yeah,
so I guess not, man.
Well, that does
but
look
you
like you got a little. a baby in your lips sometimes. Like, wow, damn.
Or in your cheek.
Triplets on your face.
You've got twins there, baby.
But yes, we digress. As usual, we digress.
Kate, what is it? So the little one, Chrissy.
The little one.
Yeah.
I don't
which
know.
One anyway, but she's had plastic surgery and she's admitted it, yeah.
Oh, I don't know, but I mean, there's clear, you know, before her lips were like a hairline, but now it's like,
Scary, man. That's scary.
No, but I just feel sad for her because she's looking scary, man.
They are, they're terrifying, aren't they? They are really terrifying.
So don't follow their example, please, people.
You know, like, I'm sure there's some kind of vampire blood in there or something. There's something going on more than more than they're letting off. I'm just waiting for the right documentary to come out on Top Documentary Films.
On Watchdog. Watchdog will do an expose.
I could get involved, man. How far I'm going to find the truth, man.
Yeah, that's your next Maestro Investigate.
That's it, man.
Maestro Investigate.
There's some vampire blood going on there. Kanye ain't the same dude as he was before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something's going on over there, man.
He's just being encouraged to be even more crazier. But yes, you are tuned in to Sarah Hugh and Maestro in for Doc today. Instead, Doc is off being a celebrity, killing it on the road, doing his laughs a minute thing.
It's been going well too. Apparently, first three all sold out. So he's, and they're all like 400-500 seat venues.
He's killing it in Edinburgh.
Is he still in Edinburgh?
No, he's touring around the UK.
Oh, nice, man.
He's killing it. So good lad.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Yes, but yes, as always, on Tuesdays 4 till 6, we always get into some are you taking the piss at the end of the show. This is your chance to vent, people, so you need to hit us up at FooBar Radio on Twitter or shd@foobarradio.com. That's the remix email address. I didn't know about that. Damn.
SHD, what does that stand for?
Let's guess.
Some happy dick.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know.
Yes, vent to us. And of course, we have our regular No They Didn't, where there's always crazy people like the Jenner family putting, what is it? Aliens in their lips or something. So hold tight for that. And we're going to have loads of good music for you. There's loads of actually cool shows coming up in London too that I definitely need to inform you about. And first, but not least, we have to get into some.
Big up, big up.
Because I think, you know, we always vent on the are you taking the piss? I know I always have lots to say and are you taking the piss?
Hey, the world's gone crazy, so I can't even blame you, Sarah.
You know what I mean? So it is crazy out here. But then at the same time, I think there's so many people doing like amazing, amazing stuff and they deserve serious big ups. It doesn't get enough shine in the world. So, you know, we need to draw attention to these stories. So this week,
big up.
I have to send a massive shout out to this barber in the States. He's in Iowa. And he's giving out free haircuts to kids as long as they read to him while he's cutting their hair.
Do they get to pick the book?
So, Mr. Holmes.
That's risky, man.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why is it risky?
If I'm going to the barber, I just want him to concentrate on my hair. Don't be like listening to.
Because you know, Harry Potter.
50 Shades of Grey or some shit. Like. Start reading all, you know what I mean? The barber's getting all excited. Yeah, bro, just calm down and fix up my fade, man.
Because you really want to be read 50 Shades of Grey by a 10-year-old kid. Don't you? Nothing wrong with that at all. And like, he's throbbing member.
Jesus,
what?
Man.
What did you say?
What the hell is going on there?
I don't know.
That's risky. I'm just saying that's risky.
No, it is.
There's going to be a couple of school kids walking around with their hairline pushed all the way back.
You're going to be traumatised for life. From being bullied because the barber wasn't paying attention.
But his heart is in the right place. Yeah, his heart is in the right place. I mean, I get where he's going
with
it.
But
it's like, bruv, just concentrate on the haircut.
Was it thought through?
You're a bit risky, man. They're brave kids anyway, but I guess.
Yeah, brave kids.
You know?
He's encouraging, nurturing bravery
that's
in
brave,
the youth.
Well, I mean, I guess the other thing as well is that for a lot of barbers, like I've heard of barbers in a lot of shops that have just banned kids because the kids are going gone too crazy, all this, yeah, all that. So another good thing about that is that if they are concentrating on reading, they're going to be less likely to be throwing tantrums and doing all sorts
true
of shit like
that's
that.
That's true.
As well.
That's true. Well, yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Okay. So that's he's got like. Yeah. I see where you're going with that. That's probably it, isn't it?
Just distract
he's being smart about it. He's like, look, this is going to make me look good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
These
exactly.
Just shut the
he's
fuck up.
He's baiting it up to make himself.
Because you don't want to. I've always said this. You don't want to. Two people you don't want to piss off: your parents and your barber.
Your barber. Yeah.
Your barber will have you walking around with a cock and balls on the back of your head, man. Like, yeah, if you piss the barber off, a sound engineer as well. So
sound,
you know,
engineer,
about sound,
you know,
engineer,
they'll
you
sabotage.
You don't piss off the sound engineer.
Yeah, yeah.
Sound engineer, what the fuck's going on, man? That's it. Your whole show is messed up because of that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I'll be there, yo, well, make some like, noise for the sound engineer. What's your name, mate? Yeah, Keith. Yeah. Big up Keith.
I'm
picking up all
Keith
through the
set.
Yeah. Yo, Keith, can you turn me up just a little bit on the you're doing a job, Keith. Cheers, mate. Same with the barber boy. Whatever he wants to talk about. I don't even know half the time. But
you get your barber to mix your shows.
No.
I'm joking.
Sometimes a barber can go off. Like barbers can just because they.
Oh, what you
know,
mean chatting?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but that's part of like the job description, isn't it? Like man
it
can
is.
Chat. Yeah, like, you've got to be able to chat to
definitely.
Be a barber.
And half the time you don't know what they're talking about. You just
really?
Got to roll with it. Yeah, because you don't want them
just
to fuck up your head.
Just agree.
You can't disagree.
Yeah.
Don't upset, upset the apple cart at all. But no, this dude, I'm reading what he's doing.
It's a nice idea.
Iowa. Nice idea. He says, I have a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old. I read them a story every night, but 50% of these kids that he sees in his barbershop are struggling to read.
Wow.
On their iPads and all that shit too much.
So, and he cuts them for free.
Yeah, and so he says as long as they read a story, it's part of a local back to school initiative. Mm. He takes Saturdays off from his job at the Spark Family Hair Salon, and he agreed to work for free. And the books are provided by the St. Mark Youth Enrichment Program.
Oh, so it's just one day a week he does it.
Yeah.
I was just trying to iron out the creases there.
Exactly.
Because
he's gone broke.
The iPad.
But he's built up an army of very literate kids.
Yeah.
But he's
just
broke.
On the Saturday.
Just on the Saturday.
The rest of the week I make my money.
Yes.
Leave their books here too.
I read my bank balance. I started reading on the
But wow. He says he lets the kids pick the book, and he helps them with any words they're struggling over. So I guess that kind of backs up your worries about maybe his full attention isn't quite
it's
on the
idea.
Job at hand.
Like, I like the idea.
And then they discuss the book once they've completed the haircut.
Wow.
I think that's lovely.
Could be a long haircut, though. Harry Potter took me like fucking 4 months to read. 4 months to read. That shit.
Paradise Lost.
When I was young. I was 25. I was really young. I swear.
25.
I've never been
like that. I think, you know, for him to do that is really good. You know, obviously... Like him saying let's discuss it at the end might be his way of like I didn't really get everything you were talking about.
I wasn't actually
by me
listening
again.
Kids actually are pretty dumb. Don't give him too much credit.
Run it by me again.
But the premise is nice.
It is like, and also thinking about the fact that, you know, it probably helps him in a sense, like keeping give them
distracted.
Something to think about. Keep them distracted so I can just really, you know, get
true.
His number two going.
So I can put a dick and balls in the back of their head. Exactly.
I have seen some funny haircuts online recently where obviously like the barber or someone's mum cutting someone's hair, but then they've tried to do like the Jordan Jumpman in the hair. It's just like match. I need to find that picture. That was
messed up. Probably would look like a dick and balls.
It's a fine line.
There's a fine line.
No pun intended.
Anything could look like a dick and balls these days.
If you're determined enough, put your mind to it.
Expand your mind. You know, think outside the box, Sarah. Yeah.
Exactly, man. Wow. But I thought he deserved a big up. But I never have
Where's
to see
he?
The
in
bug
Ohio?
In Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah, one of those crazy out there places where people need all the help they can get. No, but I rate it as well because he's taken his own time out to give a little something back to the community.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm feeling that.
I mean, 100%. I'm sure it's definitely good for promotion as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If he's only doing it on Saturdays, kids are only free on Saturday. Yeah.
Single mothers, if they're under 50, then he's under the covers.
Come on with it.
His barbershop got a big shout out. Oh no, and then also I have seen that before in barbershops where it's like literally the parents are like whole pinning down the kids while the barber's cutting their hair.
It's hardcore. So if he's got them doing something, you know. Yeah. It is, man. I've seen some of them kids in the barbershop. It can put you off.
Yeah.
When you get in there, you get to the barbershop and you're like, right, who's next? And then you see what be like one baby mother with five kids or five and a half kids sometimes. You know? Yeah, that's it. Then you're like, all right, you know what? I'm not waiting.
I'll find another random barber.
What's that movie, Don't Mess With the Zohan or something, where he just knocks them out with pinches and stuff like that? And just like, be still, bang, little karate chop, and they're out. Yeah, you can't do that.
I don't know the legality of that.
Yeah, so, you know, you got to be careful. But I think he's going the right way about it. He's going the right way, you know.
Definitely.
So feel free to hit us up during the show. SHD at foodbarradio.com, which we will unravel the mystery as to what SHD actually stands for. And you can tweet us at foodbarradio. We love hearing from you. But first, let's hit you with some good music. There's some really dope shows coming up in London in over this next week. And someone who's related with the whole J Dilla family, Kareem Riggins, is coming to town. And he was part of finishing off this album for J Dilla. You're locked into FUBAR Radio.
We never expected anything like that at all.
You're tuned in.
Too good.
It's never too good. No such thing as too good. It's FUBAR Radio with Sarah Hugh and Maestro Two. And every week we get into a very important part of the show for me personally, because I really appreciate the sexy time, the sexy dance that Doc gives me to this theme tune.
Oh my god, like no picture.
Yes, and that means it's my turn to do the sexy dance.
Oh yeah, baby. Good. We want to welcome you down to FUBAR Radio. Exactly right here.
What's that? You listen to this and you just got pregnant?
Yeah, that's right.
You're damn right. Now go change those niggas, girl. You know they're wetter than a mother lover right now.
Can we get some like reverb on Maestro's mic or something like that?
Yeah, that's right. No, they didn't. So this is when each time we take a little time out each week to just look at something in the world that's happened where it's just made us say literally, oh my god, no, they didn't. Did that really happen?
Oh, no, they didn't.
So this week, this is a pretty amazing one. This is a guy, Robert Wright, and he's from California. Now, this is really, really serious. We've got to start off by saying that it's terrible. There was a house fire. He was involved in a house fire, which is terrible. But what made us say, no, he didn't, was the fact that he, first things first, when he was getting interviewed by TV cameras, he was like, oh, yeah, I had to run back in and because I was cooking some ribs. I need to save my ribs. And then I got my family. I got my family. Yeah, of course I got my family. But then I had to get the ribs because, you know, I was hungry. And we were like, his whole focus to, like, national TV, which has now gone all around the world, was I had a house fire. I had to save my ribs.
First things first. We're talking about ribs on the barbecue.
Not his own ribs.
No, he was cooking ribs. They're ribs down the street.
We got a little grab of it. Check this out, and then we'll break it down.
Man, this is Robert Wright. R-O-B-E-R-T. W-R-I-G-H-T.
Tell me what happened wrong.
Oh, man, it all went down, man. I stayed right next door, man, from the thing that happened, man, the barbecue, man. I was barbecuing, man. I seen some fire just come out the window, man. The window busted out, man. Only thing I think first, man, make sure them ribs is right. And I ran in and got my family, man. Brung everybody out safely, man. I carried everybody out myself, man. You know what I mean? And keep this PG, everybody myself, man. I did that. Feel me?
You got kids and older people out, or just kids?
Yeah, I got my kids first. First thing, I got my kids, and I thought about my ribs. Like, I ain't gonna let my ribs burn and stuff, because I take pride in what I do, man. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was hungry, man. I was like, man, put them ribs on there, man. Some hot links and stuff, man. We got it going and stuff. But I looked over, man. The fire was bursting out, man. I was like, man, this is crazy, man. Real crazy, man. Let me get my kids up out this situation, man. That's all I know. You feel me? But it was frantic, man. It was real serious out there, man. It was real serious, man. But yeah, man. Enjoy this barbecue, though, man. Have a good night, man. You feel me?
First things first, when I heard that, was like, he goes, yeah, it's Robert Wright, R-O-B-E-R-T.
I know.
Right? Spells Robert. And then it's like, yeah, my kids. Yeah, I got my kids. Don't worry about the kids. Ribs. I was more worried about my ribs, man.
Bobbitt said the first thing I thought about was the ribs.
The ribs?
Before his family, he thought about the ribs.
And then he's like, they can fend for themselves.
And he's making ribs at 3 a.m. in the morning.
3 a.m. in the morning. Even when the interviewer goes, oh, so you got, did you get any elderly people or you just your family? He's like, yeah, yeah, I got my kids. But
yeah.
The ribs, man. Talk about the ribs.
I don't know how grandma next door was doing.
Wow. Yo. You know, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
But then I was also wondering, is the fire barbecue related? Like, was it his negligence doing the barbecue at 3 a.m.?
Well, it sounded like he was the fire. It sounded like he was barbecuing, then he saw some smoke and he saw flames, so he got everyone out of the building, like he went to investigate.
It wasn't his yard. It was somebody, because it says a neighboring building. So
neighboring building,
apartment.
Yeah. So he was just like, you know, worried that it was all catching on fire, and he sort of, you know, got his kids out and stuff like that.
He just went to action,
but he kind of did really kind of dig a hole there. Like he really made a big focus about the ribs.
The ribs, man.
He really made a big focus.
You know,
on
these
the
ribs. It was real out there, though. It was serious out there.
Know what I mean? Yeah. Now, thanks. I'm gonna go enjoy my barbecue. Well, where's your fucking family, mate? Where is your family? No.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy this ribs.
I'm going to keep these PG, whatever that meant. I don't know what that was meant to, parental guidance, like to do with the ribs. Yeah, I'll keep this PG, but you know what I'm saying? It's the ribs, man. 3 a.m. in the morning. Are you serious? Americans are crazy, man.
You should see, like, you can look up the video online. If you have a look, it's guy ran into burning building to save his barbecue ribs. The ribs are, like, literally the size of a torso.
Yeah,
the size
a big
of someone's
rack of
torso is a massive.
It was definitely GM, some
Flintstones, some Freddie Flintstone looking ribs right there.
Oh, man. Yeah, they were.
There were some big ass ribs. Like, he was big, and the ribs looked big.
Big.
Next to him. That was like, wow.
Big man ribs.
3 a.m. That's dedication, mate.
Yeah, it does beg the question, though, like, outside of your family, what would you save? What would you save if you had a house fire and you were like, what? Because, you know, that's, ribs is pretty wild. Like, out of all the shit in your house.
That was top of the list.
Well, think about it. Family photos.
Dude was hungry,
relics.
It might be one of those instances. You know how you should never go to the supermarket when you're hungry?
It's kind of like that, where it's like,
all you can think about is food. I'll eat anything.
Well,
he must have been, like, very hungry.
He must have been. I mean, look, 3 a.m., that's what I can't get over that.
Yeah.
He's eating something like that at 3 in the morning. Yeah. He must have been mad hungry. He must have been like
mad munchy.
So as much as there was a fire going, like, I heard him talking about, oh, there was only smoke in my lungs or whatever. So he was, he must have been over that barbecue. Like, man, these ribs, man.
Ribs.
Hey, man, these ribs. I don't give a damn if my kid's on fire right damn now. These ribs, go get it first.
Mouthwatering.
Oh, man, it's fucking crazy. It is crazy.
I have definitely thought about that before. The first things that you grab.
Yeah, definitely. Most people have, because it's, you know, it's a terrible thing to have to go through. And it's your life. Your life's in your house.
But this is the terrible thing about being a DJ. It's obviously, well, back in the day. Nowadays, I guess most DJs would just pick up their laptop. They're sorted.
Got to save my USB.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, you know, David Guetta. Fuck off, mate.
Oh, no, I've got it on cloud. That's all right. I've got some cloud.
Great time to live, man. Great time to be alive. Yeah. But, I mean, back in the day, when you're suddenly like,
my wife.
It's about thousands of records.
Mm. Yeah.
20 is going to weigh
some
kilos and kilos.
That,
Like, and there's no way to whittle that down in an emergency situation and decide, okay, what am I grabbing?
And think about it. You've probably got, what, 30 seconds, a minute to get shit out of your house. And then you go, cool. How do I get like 25 crates up and down a flight of stairs in like 30
Maybe
seconds.
You just have like one special crate, right? I've got my reggae section here. You know, like the vital crate. So it's like, if this does happen.
You're ready.
I can play. I can still play anywhere I want to.
Still rock the reggae jams.
Still got 3 hours.
Classic reggae material. That ain't necessary on YouTube. Yeah. So I mean, for me, I think music out of like possessions, records have got to be up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, then there's certain things which are just completely irreplaceable, isn't it?
Well, that's what that's what you go for. Like, I know this is a bit weird, but I've got a cushion from an MCC cushion from my granddad was a he's English and he was a member at Lords. And when he passed away, he wanted to try to give me his Lords membership, and they wouldn't. You can't just transfer it like that. You've got to be on the waiting list for years and years and years and years.
So instead,
he gave me the cushion that he sat on at the thing, which I was like, oh shit! Oh, I thought so I was getting a membership. I got a cushion.
Now
it's a crazy relic, like, you know what I mean? Like, I keep it safe with me everywhere I go, so I got no doubt. Like, it'd be one of the things on the top of my mind. If my house is burning down, I'd be like, save the cushion! Save the cushion!
The rest of you.
Which is weird. Man. Which is really weird. And the ribs.
And the ribs.
I got some halloumi in my fridge, and that shit, if it overburnt, forget about it. Forget about it. Let's get that jar of olives, man.
Fuck it. Boy, I'd have to go for my passport. That'd be it. That's very practical.
When you think about it, at least I could try my best to work everything back.
You know, like when you're, you know, when you're running late.
You're still free to travel. So,
yeah, exactly. I'm still free to travel. I can still go. Right, I lost this. I lost that. You know, I might have lost
my computer. But you got your Oyster card and your passport.
I can still work, baby. Look, I can still work. I ain't got my charger, but I got my phone. Luckily, because I keep that on me all the time.
Oh man, absolutely. Oyster card too. No one can afford to replace them shits. You need got to definitely take your Oyster card.
Oyster card comes in handy now and again, man. I'll tell you that right now. Absolutely. Sometimes I'll just park the car, you know, in the zone 3 area and then get the Oyster in.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? It's useful. Yeah. Well, but, you know, like there's times when I'm rushing to go to a gig or get to the airport and I feel like, right, I must have forgot something. But as long as I got my passport, I don't really give a damn, deep down. So while you lot were talking about, I was thinking, deep down, what would really matter? My passport.
Yeah. Wife.
Bam.
Or the passport. Wife.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, that's a good point, actually.
She can fend for herself.
But I can get another one of those with my passport. I'm only joking. Hopefully you're not listening.
What do you guys say though?
Immortalized, that was. Save his passport over his wife. That ain't going nowhere, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That ain't going nowhere.
You're welcome. Nah, Joe.
Do you know, when we were talking about this before to Natalie King, our senior producer here, she was saying, definitely my hair straightener. Definitely my hair. But they're like $200. So like, fair enough, man.
Wow.
I think that's cheaper
than a passport. If I had to renew my passport, that's probably.
So Mice, would you say maybe hair straightener for you? Over a passport?
Maybe my clippers. Because I ain't going to that barber again.
But if you have your passport, you can get to the barber and hire her and get a free haircut. So it's all good. Just spit them lyrics.
That barber, man, he must be putting in some work though. I wonder how many kids he does a day. Like
he said, in one morning he does. That didn't sound right at all. How many kids he does a day? But yeah, no. It depends on where your mind is at in the particular time.
On the register, Sarah's on the register.
Sarah can't go anymore.
Thanks for
highlighting
that.
No, it's from spending too much time in New York where
these
people
DJs,
are just obsessed with
I tell
with
you, these
exactly.
DJs, yes. Jimmy Savile, Sarah Love. These DJs these days, I tell you.
This is terrible.
All right, anyway.
Let's move on. We did throw the question out on Twitter asking you guys, apart from your family, what would you save in a house fire? You can tweet us as well at FUBAR Radio. We've got one from Tabitha and Colchester. And she says, hey gang, good vibes today. I feel this man's pain. Ribs are bloody finger licking delicious. I'd push my family out the way to save a sweet and tasty lamb shank roasting. Bless you.
Lamb shank, now you're talking, boy.
Lamb shank, bro. Yeah. And that's the thing about these barbecue meats. Like, if you just waited, like, you know, say your house was on fire, and you're like, my ribs. Oh, shit, they're not quite done.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hold out for like 2 minutes and then.
That's why he was probably like, I got enough time to save the kids. You know what I'm saying? Their ribs got about 3-4 minutes.
That'll be perfectly braised.
Oh, damn. Jeez, so man. True, though.
But we not want to know from you guys. Hit us up. SHD at foodbarradio.com and Twitter, foodbarradio. Yeah. I think it's only right that we play a song in tribute to our barbecue ribs hero.
Robert Wright.
Yes, Robert Wright. Yeah. I love how he spelt it out, to be clear.
Yo, that was just amazing.
In case you've not heard the name Robert before.
Yeah.
R.O.B. But yes. He is definitely a soldier for the ribs.
Absolutely.
But let us know, what would you guys save if there was a fire? Other than your ribs and your passport. Don't worry about the wife. Yeah. But what would you guys save? Hit us up.
Unleash your inner Robert Wright right now on us.
Yeah, that's the dude. You're locked into FUBAR Radio. That was the sounds of Erykah Badu, produced by the one and only Kareem Riggins, performing live in London next week. It's going to be amazing, so come through. But we have been talking about the guy who, he had his priorities straight, man. It's almost like he had definitely thought this through beforehand as well. Because he was like straight to action. There was a fire. He knew what he was going for.
Exactly.
And ribs, mate.
He saved his, well, that's it. And he, got his kids out first things first, and then he raced back to save his barbecue ribs because that shit's important. And it was 3 a.m. and God damn it, he was hungry, all right?
The funniest thing is that was the first thing, as much as he acted in the right way, but his thought process, because he said the first thing I thought about
ribs.
Were the ribs.
Yeah.
This book is.
He's just smoke. Damn, that ain't my rib. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, damn, there's a fire.
Oh,
that's
so good.
Lungs full of, like, smoked ribs. You know, he's ready for it, man.
But, yeah, you know fire, when you're cooking as well and the smell of the cooking makes
you... Yeah, he must have been dribbling over
the appetite.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why the first thing he thought about was, like, yo, them ribs. Oh, yeah, okay, the kids.
The kids.
Damn, goddamn, I left my kids in there.
But still, straight away, you can still smell them and back to the ribs. Yeah, yeah. But that would be tough, though, if you are barbecuing ribs and you see a fire, it'll take you a little while to clue on.
Yeah, exactly.
You're staring at going, ribs, smoke, exactly. Smoke, yeah, ribs, somebody... ribs, fire, smoke, screams. No, you're not getting my ribs, you're not getting my ribs. Oh, shit, it's fire! Oh, shit! Like a 5-minute process to actually get there.
Damn, somebody else making ribs 3 a.m.
I'm
going to
go over there.
Better not be better than my ribs.
But even in the news clip, how the kids and family weren't even shown in the news clip.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just him and the ribs.
Just the ribs. He's holding up the ribs.
Good point, man. That, like you're saying about the was it Fox News or whatever?
Yeah, Fox and News are a bit bait because I think this was a Fox News story, I think. Yeah. And there has definitely been complaints because in the past it was like Antoine Dobson.
Yeah, Dobson.
Where's he now? I hope
he's not gay anymore. He apparently stopped being gay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Somehow
it's as
the
easy
gene
as that.
How do you do that?
Jumped out.
How do you turn it off?
Gene jumped out.
What?
Somehow you just bust that gene
it's
out.
Not a
damn,
tap.
Okay.
It's not a light switch.
That's enough gay for my life.
Do you know what? Actually, that shit's really exhausting. It's really exhausting. I don't think I can do it.
I can't recharge it. Can't recharge those batteries again.
No, but poor guy, maybe he was trying to think of other ways to, you know, keep in the news sphere and stuff. And so he's like, oh God, what can I do? No one cares about my outfit. I've done the Botox. Well, I know, I'll tell them I'm not gay anymore.
Did he do Botox?
No, I mean, I don't know. That's the kind of thing people doing it. They're like, they get injections in their bum or something, and then people start tweeting about them like that.
What, I think that's a really good point, because that is true about this story, because this guy is like, the first thing he's like, Robert Wright, R-O-B-E-R-T. How the fuck else do you spell Robert for starters? So he really wanted everybody to know his name 100%.
Yeah.
He's holding up
my
ribs.
Email.
This is my time to shine.
Yeah,
maybe he wants to be a celebrity chef. He probably fucking will be. He probably end up
probably,
ribs.
Yeah.
I'll tell you how to make ribs 3 a.m. in the morning while there's a fire going and your kids asleep, motherfucker.
It's important to me. I take it seriously. She's important to me.
The next Dragon's Den chef.
It's all in the time.
Yeah,
you can save those kids, you know, like but they set up some new program for him.
They definitely
who was
will.
The reggae sauce dude. What's his name?
Levi Roots.
Isn't he's in some crazy legal dispute, isn't he, or something? I think I can't remember.
I wouldn't be surprised,
but
man.
Yeah,
I heard
you need
him,
to
heard
link
him
up with Robert Wright
for the first time
reggae,
the other day.
He should be on the pitch back
there. Yeah, them Dragons Den lot, they did the right thing there, boy. His singing was awkward, man. He was on I can't remember. He was on like TV, one of these like maybe Channel 4 or something like that. And even the host just was stunned, you know, like, wow,
even
this guy can't really
him
sing.
Out.
Yeah. They just like,
it's got a commercial.
Okay, hopefully this ain't going to be too long, you know.
But that's how his Dragon's Den thing started. Remember, he walked out like reggae sauce.
Serious.
Yeah, and then they were like just captivated
by
his
God,
talent.
Oh my God, so cultured.
Yeah, so cultured. Spiritual black man.
Yeah.
But, so we should link up Robert Wright with Levi Roots.
The whole thing about it, I mean, it does, we've been talking about, it does beg the question, outside of your family, what is really important to you? What would you save if there was a house fire? Sarah, of course, she's like, my wax. Get my wax. Me, I'm going for my granddad's cushion, which is fucking weird. I'm a wax.
I'm sorry, by wax, I mean vinyl.
Yeah.
Not like
my candle.
Or anything.
Oh, my candle.
Oh, my candles. Oh, my, my bondage gear. Oh, my candles.
Oh, my candles. Oh, shit. Oh, my
candles.
You're really going hard on her today. Poor Sarah. She's now
she's like, not that way.
Yeah.
Dominatrix and sex
pal. I wouldn't go for that wax first. I'd go for my
sweetest girl
first
in the world, and you've just made her a dominatrix and a sex pest in about half an hour. Good on
and
you, maestro. Nice.
The 50 Shades.
That's the beauty of FUBAR Radio, man.
Associating
with
the YouTube.
Okay, so who's been letting out their inner Robert Whittaker on us? Robert Whittaker. Robert Wright.
We've got Morgan and Stanwell. He's tweeted us at FUBAR Radio. Hey, I for sure would have to save my sweet new Converse.
Ooh.
They are box fresh and go where I go. I can live in a tent.
Sleep with your Converse.
With no friends or family.
We had Alfie from Bromley tweeted us saying, I'd have to go in and fight the flames for my precious Xbox One.
Wow.
Big shout. They're expensive. Big shout.
Is that the I don't.
Where are you going to play it though, Alfie? That's what you're going to think about.
Yeah.
When you save that Xbox, then you're going to think about the games. You're going to think about the TV. Where are you going to plug it in?
Yeah.
You might want to get your passport first. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Can't sit out the front. You can't sit out the front watching it burn down, eating ribs.
Hey.
Can you? No, but you can, Robert Wright can.
Think it through, Alfie.
What else have we got here? We've got Sam and Luton has tweeted us. Hey, I'm always paranoid that this could happen, so I have a bag packed with my stuff I can't live without, ready to go if there is a fight.
Wow. That's smart.
That's like the smart so he is right. Paranoid like Robert Wright. He's got that hit list already.
What's he got
prepared
in it?
He says, I've got pants, socks, jam, a remote control, my favourite comb, gel.
So it was overnight bag, basically.
I've done a mock drill before, and I can get up and out in 40 seconds.
What's dude's name?
Sam and Luton, that way.
Sam and Luton. I can kind of relate, because I think I am vaguely OCD, in a completely respectful way to people who are truly OCD. But yeah, you know, like there's certain things that you can obsess over a bit too much.
I mean, the remote control definitely makes sense.
Definitely.
What are you going to do without the TV?
Hey,
you're saving a remote. Again, there's going to be some dude sitting out the front with a remote. Some dude with an Xbox sitting there looking at each other going, fucking ribs.
Tell me one of you lot saved the TV first.
We were laughing about ribs and who's fucking laughing now. I'm starving. I'm fucking starving.
It's a great frat party in the making.
We've got Abby from Essex. Says, hi guys.
Hey guys.
Hi, Abby. Abby says, I'd have to save my very valuable Beanie Babies collection. Been collecting that shit since I was 5.
Damn.
Beanie Babies.
Are those like bean bags, but it's sort of like, like a
baby
teddy bear?
Do you think? Do you think?
It's like the explanation is in the name.
Do you think?
Beanbags.
It's a beanbag.
Like, I don't know where you got teddy bears from, Sarah. We're talking about babies here. You know what I'm saying?
Beanie babies. Like
I don't even know what a beanie baby is, but.
Wow. I don't know. We'll get to the bottom.
Is it like a cabbage patch kid, but no cabbage, just beans?
The remix for the modern era.
That was Abby from Essex.
Abby. Let us know what Beanie Babies are. I think it is kind of like a beanbag, but it looks like a toy or something.
Sounds like it.
I'm not adding to the enlightenment here.
All right.
But fair enough. That sounds like that could be heavy too.
Yeah.
If you're collecting that since you were 5.
Depending on
you're an adult.
And that could be a long list as well. Like a lot of shit to carry.
Yeah.
Beanbags burn. Fuck.
Imagine
they burn me. You don't want to get anywhere near a fire with beanbags.
That's just got to be slung out the window, isn't it? And just shot for the people downstairs.
That's a good point.
And you throw them all out and land on them.
Yeah. Maybe wrap them all up in linen. Bam, throw them out. You can land on them.
Yeah.
She's thinking.
See, where the fuck are we been? We ain't even thinking.
I know. You said your passport and then maybe your wife. So, that's where we're
and
at.
And hope you make it out of the house.
What should we try to do is save these damn bean babies, man.
You need to start collecting these bean babies. Beanie baby.
Oh, baby, God. I've been thinking about me and you. Now, what we need to do first of all is beanie babies.
We cut the house.
Between us,
Now, next.
Fuck farmers markets. Every Saturday, we're doing a drill. Up and down, carrying little beanie babies. Actually, don't want to say that to your long-term girlfriend. We need some more babies up in here.
That's true. Did I say babies? I meant ribs, baby.
Babies, and a puppy,
I meant an Xbox.
And we also had Martin in Winnish Triangle.
Pardon?
Winner's Triangle.
Winner's Triangle? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a lovely place that is.
Love it.
No,
love it.
Let me see.
Winner's Triangle.
Ooh. That's where Harry Potter's from.
Oh, it's near Windsor.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
It's near Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somewhere around them sides.
It does sound like it does.
I can't wait to drive past Winner's Triangle and be like, hey! What's dude's name?
Wingardium Leviosa.
That's Martin.
Martin.
Repping your people.
Martin has tweeted us.
Throw your W's up. Winner's Triangle.
WT. He's tweeted us saying, hey, I would have to save my pet hamster, Ham and Eggs. I've had him for years and I couldn't leave the little fella behind.
Yeah, that's true.
Where's Doc B today? Such a bloody part-timer. Respect. Yeah, pet hamster called Ham and Eggs.
Ham and Eggs.
Ribs.
Save my ribs, save my ham and eggs.
Lick them all up. No, I think pets.
Hamster ribs, baby.
Yeah.
It's a new thing.
No, that's like quail. That'd be just annoying. That'd be
yeah, quail
tastes
is
good,
a bit of a weird thing, isn't it?
It'd just be annoying.
It's
I don't
like, quail. No. Right, it's done. I didn't even, there was no meat on
there,
man.
There's no meat on that. 2 minutes on the George Foreman. Safety first with the George Foreman.
Absolutely.
Hey, that's a good person. Martin's a good person, man.
Yeah, Martin's got a good soul. And I like that he's really putting Winnish Triangle on the map too, man.
Forget the wife. I'll go for the hamster.
Does anybody know what Winnish Triangle is? Producing that, can we Google Winnish Triangle?
It's a village.
It's a village.
The voice of authority told us it is a village. Sorry, where did you say it's near? You said it's near Windsor, near Windsor.
Oh, near Windsor. See, I knew it, man. Harry Potter. That's Harry Potter territory. Isn't it?
Harry Potter.
Somewhere around there, man.
You're trying to just throw me off track because you know that I'm a fan. Fuck you. You're trying to throw me off here. What were we talking about?
The one spot I haven't been to. That's it.
Harry Potter. And this is actually the one spot.
But yes.
That's really fucked up. Yeah. I'll save all my Harry Potter books.
But yes, keep your messages coming as I'm loving this insight into your lives and just being informed about key things that could save your life, like Beanie Babies.
Beanie
Babies.
Absolutely.
That's pretty
deep. That's life changer.
Up till today, I didn't even know what a Beanie Baby was, but now.
I'm Googling that when I get home.
Yeah, I'm going to get some Beanie Babies tonight.
They could save your life. Know them way there. Because much like hamsters, if you tie enough of them together, you could jump out a window and land on them shits and you'd be fine.
Exactly.
That's true, actually. I'd like to see you try and tie a bunch of hamsters together.
Challenge accepted, Mice. Yeah. Challenge accepted. Nat, producing Nat, can we get about 1,000 hamsters?
Let's do this.
All right. Don't tell Martin. We won't do it.
I need 1,000 hamsters, some string, some sticky back plastic.
And leave our room.
Brilliant. But no, it's I need to gather myself. Keep your messages coming through to us, as I'm loving hearing from you guys. And but next, let's drop you with some next flavor, because it's a little while since I heard this one.
What you got?
I always love the intro to this tune.
Throw them Winners Triangles up, baby. You know what I'm saying? I got my Glock cock, cause niggas want
that, of course, is a bit of a classic from Dre, Let Me Ride. That, you know what? That tune always goes off in the clubs when I am.
Hell yeah.
Whenever you play that tune. But that definitely got us talking about the Compton film. What are you busting your ass
about?
I'm
sorry. Just on a really, really quick side note. Larry and Catford, who we absolutely loved, Larry and Catford.
Oh, Larry, yes.
Just this is the last thing to wrap up the whole what would you save in a fire thing. Larry has tweeted us saying, no Doc's raps. Mm-hmm. Me too sad. I miss him too much. I would save Doc in a fire. And my flannels.
And the flannels.
And the flannels.
Doc.
We love you, Larry. Flannels. We love you.
Oh, Larry.
Oh, bless. Anyway, Compton movie.
No. That obviously, hearing the Dre tune got us all. Yeah. As we all are in the world, whittling on about the Compton film. I feel like I'm one of the only people left who's not seen it yet. But
I gotta see this shit, man. It's the baddest shit in the world, motherfuckers. The most dangerous rap group.
Hell yeah. Which, I think that's
it's all
good promotion. But no, the one, JJ Fad is like one of these ill old school groups. And like, you know, it's a girl group, three girls, and they had the song Supersonic.
Oh, yeah.
But they actually were a big part of the NWA story. Like they were first.
Ruthless, weren't it? They were like the first.
Exactly. Yeah. Like they broke a lot of records and stuff, and they were the first act that, the first act that Easy worked with, but he like helped launch their career.
And then
the back of their success, no, they don't get any shout out in the film. So it's like they actually played a big part in opening the door for NWA to then walk through, but then people are like, hold on, how come JJ Fad didn't get no shout out? So then there's obviously you can't big up his auntie and the uncle and the great grandmother.
I mean, the thing is, man, it's like there are people who have made the movie, you know, like it's not Eazy's made it, or it's not a collective of the whole NWA sort of background. It's just like Dre and Ice Cube have decided they want to do it, and then I think they've got permission from Eazy's wife as well, and then obviously they're gonna create this, you know, they're gonna do their best to make the story something that's gonna work for just the average viewer, not people that are necessarily that necessarily grew up on NWA
it's hard to tread that line, isn't it, because you've got to honour the fans and make sure they're pleased with it, otherwise it has no credibility. And then at the same time, obviously they want it
to
be a hit, so they've done a good job because it was so like massive in the box office, isn't it? But then at the same time, I think there's someone like JJ Fad, because they were such a big thing at the time.
Yeah.
It was a bit odd how they weren't mentioned. I think people felt.
Because it was 4 weeks. It was a number one in the box office. And I reckon it's going to be one of the biggest grossing films of the year.
Serious. I mean, I can imagine because there are people that might not even be into hip hop now. You know, like, you know, don't listen to all the new stuff or whatever.
With that disposable income.
Yeah, but that's an era for people, man. That's an era that people that, you know, who was it? I was talking to the other day and they said, yeah, look, my dad was even saying, oh, I might go and see that. I remember them. You know, and they're like in their 50s, late 50s or 60s or something.
Old! No,
but you know, that's how big they were back then, man. They transcended beyond just Compton and, you know, just hip hop or whatnot. They became like rock stars.
Oh, massive pop.
So it was a good idea, man. And it was actually a better film than I thought it'd be after seeing. I saw it last week.
I've heard a lot of good reviews. A lot of people's opinion that I trust had good things to say about it. Yeah, but I wonder how different it would have been if Eazy-E was part of the making process.
I mean, I don't even think, if you think about it, usually it's when somebody dies when they make the bio movie, you know. Yeah. They don't really do it when everyone's still alive. So, like, say for Wu-Tang now, it would work. But if ODB was still about, it'd be like, well, you ain't really done yet, have you? You know?
We ain't interested.
Well, yeah, it's just like they haven't finished yet. Their story is still, you know, ongoing. And so, but with NWA, Eazy-E had passed. And then you started hearing that they were, you know, there was all this bit about them possibly getting back together, which I didn't even know about. You know?
What? Oh, like you doing a tour sort of thing relating to this.
It sounded like they wanted to start recording again.
But kind
of
on the back of the, in connection to the film, not.
No. I mean, like, after they'd fallen out, you know, Ice Cube had split, he'd done his thing, Shug took Dre, you know, after the Snoop, all of that, Tupac and blah, blah, blah. They were talking about getting back together, which nobody, I didn't even know about that.
No. You know? But then it makes a good news article, doesn't it? So it's more things to like click on the internet.
Hey, talking about Snoop though, I heard that was really, really terrible casting. Yeah. Really bad casting.
Like, you couldn't even see his face, man. Who the dude was? It was like, he was just hiding underneath the brim. Yeah. It's so weird, man. They were just, I don't want to spoil it because you ain't seen it. And obviously there's a few listeners who probably don't want to, you know, they don't want us to spoil it, but yeah, there are some cringeworthy bits in there. If you followed, you know, if you grew up on all of that stuff and you followed it, you could tell that they, you know, they tried their best to sort of just patch up a few bits. So I think we'll be all right.
That'll do.
The Suge Knight dude is probably the worst dude by all of them, though.
Because like you would say that, you know, Dre and Cube, the face. You see, like Dre and Cube are riding it. Cube goes for a piss, and Dre's like, oh, quickly. Dre beats up 2,000 people without a gun and slide it in.
Wow. Yeah, and Dre's playing the piano, right? And then Snoop walks in. That's how we made the tune, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. But it was good. It's worth going to see, definitely. Yeah. Straight out of Compton.
Hey, talking about films as well. James Bond.
So we got, there's a bit of outrage here. James Bond author sparks outrage after saying Idris Elba is too street to play 002 Street. What is that? What's he trying to say?
But where
I feel a bit offended. But hold on,
I wonder how Martin in, what was it? Windersham Triangle, what's it called?
It's a village in Civil Parish in the borough of Workington in Berkshire, England. The name Windersham comes from the Old English word wind, meaning pasture or pasture, meaning saddle field or park.
Is that from Martin or?
Yeah.
That's Windersham Triangle.
Represent.
Thank you very much.
Borough of Wokingham, All right. Don't want no trouble.
All about them.
Berkshire. Yeah. I told you Harry Potter was involved. Anytime you see Berkshire, standard.
I would like to see a more street James Bond. You know what I mean?
I mean,
like,
look.
Vodka Martini? No. I want to always a Chris Dare, bitch. It's a Chris Dare.
Give me a Colt 45, man. Come on with it. I mean, look.
But
what
maybe
is
he
too
had
street?
Watched The Wire, and that's where he knew Idris Elba from. And then he was thinking that is actually who he is in real life or something.
Yeah, I think there's part of that. It's just a bit ignorant. You know, it's a bit of an ignorant statement, but I don't feel like it's a racist statement.
He said it wasn't. In his quote, he did say, it's not about race.
Yeah.
He's just not suave.
Yeah, he said it's not a colour issue. He said, for me, Idris Elba is a bit too rough to play the part. It's not a colour issue. I think he is probably a bit too street for Bond.
I don't know. I reckon he seems like a pretty suave motherfucker to me, man.
He's like, is it a question of being suave?
I reckon he's pretty suave.
Yeah.
I haven't even watched Luther,
but I see him in a suit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Even in, you know, ironically, American Gangster,
Oh, I
swear
Idris
Elba's
in
that and he's in a suit and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like,
he's wearing a suit. That's all it takes.
Hey, that's no, but we're talking about Suave. Yeah. Daniel Craig. Yeah. When Daniel Craig got, think about it, yeah? Who have you had? You've had the Roger Moores,
break
you know, Sean Connery's, Pierce Brosnan's.
Pow.
Yeah, all these people,
he's
they're
gotta
the
be
Suave
one of the weakest, innit? Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, well, he was the one. He got sacked early, innit? Shake and not stirred.
Film, yeah.
They're all the shake and not stirred dudes, you know,
yeah,
Suave
yeah,
and
exactly,
moonwalking
yeah.
forwards.
Yeah,
and, you know what I mean? All of that, yeah?
Yeah.
When Daniel Craig came in, you like that word? When Daniel
that was
Craig
a
came
slow
in,
burn of me.
Think
yeah.
about it. When Daniel Craig came in, what did he come in off of? He came in off of Layer Cake.
Remind me, what is that some drugs film? Or
yeah,
something?
That's the one where you make a third. I remember my mate because he's like, bruv, if we get 1,000 pills, yeah, and then you sell it, like, yeah, he was
fam.
Like, you could make a million. I was like, right, you got that from Layer Cake, right? Yeah, like, bruv, it's true though.
But then that's God. Deep though, because when I said, you see
like
how it's like
million
the media,
pills.
million.
You get a million little. Ones, yeah, and you sell them shit, bruv. That's £1 billion.
But then that even like, shows you about? How, like, you see how much people want to demonize rap and rappers yeah. and anything hip hop related and stuff and say that this is what's causing all the problems in the street. It's films like Scarface and Layer
yeah,
Cake
yeah.
where people are
yeah.
getting their ideas from,
yeah,
thinking, like,
true.
Yeah, I should do that too.
What about Breaking Bad? I'm not even kidding you. Like, my mom, she opened up a
God.
Fucking meth lab because she was so into that. My mom,
yeah, typical Aussie.
Out in the
your mom's a typical Aussie,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's it. The Western
blew
suburbs.
Up the house.
Western
the house
suburbs.
Is on fire. Damn, I've saved the pills
first.
Save
the ribs. Save the pills and the ribs.
Oh dear!
Yeah. I reckon a more straight James Bond would be good. Like fucking
I
Aston Martin, man.
Is,
get like a big like a Range Rover like, dropped. Yeah, a Hummer, matte
like,
black Hummer. Yeah.
I feel like Daniel Craig was already. He's already the street. He came in rough.
Yeah.
You know, that was the whole thing. And they were talking about, yeah, but he's a bit rough and he's not smooth enough or whatever. But then
that
he's
was
killed
the appeal.
It. Yeah, that
was like
the appeal.
Whole angle in it that
you know
they
I mean?
Were able to
well,
use.
And isn't it the other
he
thing
was
of
like George W.
Aren't
Bush?
All these people.
Aren't all these people.
Obama, man.
But aren't all these people like professional actors? Isn't that the whole point?
Exactly.
Doesn't matter who you are, you act as something else. Like, surely Idris can act. Suave as he fucking wants. He's an amazing actor, you know what I mean? I don't see why that's got anything. Like his background or whatever he chooses to do in his personal time, that shouldn't have any reflection on him.
However
him
street.
As an actor.
Whatever.
You know what I mean? Like, I just think that's a bit crazy too. Like,
but even what was his whole, I wonder what dude's whole statement was like based on why he came out with that word street. Too street. Even I mean, I'm just quite surprised even that he used that phrase, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm almost impressed.
Especially in this in this day and age, unfortunately, you've got to be careful. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because just like that, we can end your career, you know, whereas like word gets out online of like,
can't say
there's
that
grimaces
name.
Going on
All
on,
right.
the, on
can I just say
Maestro
something?
And Hugh's faces
can I just
looking
say
at
something?
Names
okay,
on
look,
the email.
All right. So we did just get a tweet in from someone, Andrew, AGR Moore. Right, he tweeted us at FUBAR Radio. And I just thought, look, since Mice was like, you know, talking, leading this story, I thought it might be nice for him to read out this tweet, right, from Andrew. But the truth
I'll
is,
try it,
Andrew put a name in there that I just had no idea what it fucking was.
So
I just tried to handball
like, to the English guy.
I just kept it on the I can't say that name. I'm going to try it, though, because
sound
it looks
it
like
out.
It's from
sound
Africa.
It out.
Sorry,
from
bro.
Africa? Is that
sorry,
African?
Bro. From the motherland.
All right, look.
Sorry, mate.
Andrew said, honestly, I think by the time Craig is done, he'll just be too old. Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah. I know who he's talking
would
about.
Would be a class choice, though. Is that the guy with the big eyes?
He's the other, like, really fine British black actor who's, like, killing it in the
And you never remember his name
so
because
racist.
It's so fucked up.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
That you can't remember his name. Not his name is fucked up.
I'm really sorry, man. I
remember trying to say that. I did all right, though, right? Chiwetel Ejiofor.
I got you know what? I've only ever read his name. I've never said his name.
Every time I hear it, I still don't know.
Can't we like
YouTube
it or something? You know when they tell you how to pronounce things on YouTube?
Yeah, Siri. Siri.
I feel bad.
No,
like,
let's not do that.
You're just filling in on the show.
Can I just say to listeners?
I appreciate it. And I just fucking threw you in, man. I feel really bad.
Okay, grey hairs over here trying to like pronounce names right. Africa.
That was a real shit.
Can I just like make it clear, clarify to the listeners that Maestro is black. black and of African descent. African. I am half South African, so yeah, we can't actually be racist to African names.
Well, we can, but it don't mean nothing because
I'm a Welsh Australian. I'm a fucking minority as well. All right, I'm a Welsh Australian. There's not many of us.
We're so getting fired.
You're just Australian, man. That's just the minority.
Well, I was
already
born in Wales. Yeah, I know. That's it.
Oh my God. I think
we're going to be trolled online.
They could give him a chance. They could give both of them a chance. I think Chiwetel. See how I'm trying to like
stop
just,
it.
I'm trying
stop
to,
it.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to I'm let it roll off the tongue. I'm trying to let it roll off the tongue. It's probably something like Suwitel, you know.
Yeah.
But
I'm
I think
upset
he could
because
do
I
it.
Can't remember how to pronounce it.
It could be a cur.
No, let me see.
Kweetle? Could be Kweetle.
Yeah, it could be a Kweetle.
I'm sorry.
Could be a shirt. I'm there chirting. It could be a shirt.
It could be a shirt, a cur, or a huh.
But either way, okay. Man,
Nat was sending through a pronunciation, but I'm wondering how official is this pronunciation? I need to hear
phonetic?
Him say it.
Is it phonetic?
I think I need to hear him say it. I don't want to hear Siri say it.
That's how you know, yeah. When they say it, that's how you really know.
I don't want, like, some.
Look, I think he could do it. You know, I think Andrew's right. But at the same time, I think Idris could do it as well, you know? Definitely not the dude who's reading it. Who's the guy that's reading it now, you said?
Oh, the guy who can't act to you.
That was me. Yeah, he's a really bad actor. Sarah's crying over there over the pronunciation. This African mother lover can't mention these goddamn names.
I love how this has turned, though. We started off talking about how somebody has gotten in trouble for saying the wrong thing about Idris.
Now
look at us.
We're all saying the wrong thing.
Okay, we got
backfire big time.
Okay, here we go. We have the official how to pronounce Chiwetel Ejiofor. It is Chiwetel
Ejiofor. Chiwetel
Ejiofor.
It's wow. You know what? All praises to him, because how many actors do we know of that changed their name to become famous?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might not know. There's a bunch. There's a bunch, man.
No, that's standard. Like, because it's like...
I feel bad. I don't even know why, because I've never seen that crying before. These are tears of joy, by the way.
They are definitely not tears of joy.
It's tears of shame. But my own shame.
Why would he change his name to Chiwetel?
No. But what I'm saying is...
Yeah,
but the fact that he hasn't bothered to change it, man, that's all props due to him, because, boy... That is a hard-ass name to... And people who are like, we're going to get this guy in. I can't remember how to pronounce his name.
but that makes it terrible.
Yeah, when he comes in, I'm just going to say, introduce yourself.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro. How you doing, bro? What's up, bro?
That's the best trick. Hey, thank me later, but when you can't remember somebody's name, Sarah, I know you don't.
Yeah.
Like, listen. The amount of people you meet, innit? You can't remember everyone's name.
Why?
This is the best jerk. It's like, come in, hey. Oh, Sarah, this is my friend. Introduce yourselves, man. Introduce yourselves. Like that. And then, bam, just eavesdrop on it. Oh, shit, that's how you say it.
I used to do that with my ex. Me and my ex had a little, we had a code. So whenever I didn't know someone's name, I would say to them, hey, have you met Jenny? And Jenny would go, hi, what's your name? And
I go, I do all the time where I'm like, I can't remember someone's name. So can you find out?
I am really bad.
I mean, I'm half South African and I'm a quarter Zulu and a quarter Xhosa, which is the same tribe as Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
So there's not many. We're an even smaller minority than you, being Welsh Australian.
I don't know.
But you see,
I don't know.
The language Xhosa has like 18 clicks in it. All different types of clicks.
Serious.
And so my middle name has a click in it.
Really?
And so I wonder if either of you two can pronounce my middle name.
Sick. Clicker.
Love.
Club.
Sarah.
So I can relate to the pain that our homeboy. Our homeboy.
How many clicks have you got in yours?
Only one.
What's his name, sorry?
Chiwetel Ejiofor. So that's why I'm like, maybe this is why the tears are coming to my eyes, because I can relate to the pain.
Yeah.
But no,
man,
my middle name,
him,
my middle name, it means the lucky one. But my middle Xhosa name is Nomatansanga.
There's a click in there.
Yeah, I can't do the click, man. I think the click.
I need to warm up to it as well.
You can't learn the click.
It's a gene.
You can't learn the click.
The click.
You're either born with the click. That's it. You cannot learn the click. Can't be taught the click.
So there's all kinds of like crazy tongue twisters in Xhosa as well, where it's like, that just shit on our red lorry, yellow lorry business. So, I mean, in fact, I'm going to have to learn some of them and display the ripe. language that is Xhosa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, getting back to this, poor Idris, man. Because everybody for years...
Is that
I think,
his real name? I bet he's like John Brown.
No, no, no. Well, no, he's Nigerian, I think. He's, you know, that looks like a Nigerian name to me.
Elba?
Looks African. I don't remember.
He looks African.
Yeah, some African. No, it's so funny when people say that. Yeah, he's African. Okay, so whereabouts?
So narrow that down for you. Algeria,
yeah, that doesn't really, yeah, that doesn't really break down much, right? So, you know, the bad thing about this is that, obviously, he's an actor, like you're saying. So
actor.
He's not necessarily, you know, doing his best to be just street or just... Yeah. Suave.
He's
so
just trying to
you
eat.
You can give him the
he's
chance,
just
man.
To eat.
The guy's name's Anthony Horowitz, and apparently he's apologized for saying this because
oh, that's the writer of Bond who called him Two Street. Yeah,
I think it says here that he's only written one
Trigger Mortis.
Yeah,
that's a clever
so
title,
how
isn't
dare
it?
He?
And it's the last one he's
writing.
Who does
he
think he
is? I thought when I heard his name, I was like, I'm sure I remember the dude who created Bond had a different name. Yeah. Of course,
well,
it's
his
Ian
first
Fleming,
Bond
isn't
novel.
It?
His first Bond novel is Trigger Mortis, and it's published this month.
So basically, he needs to sit his ass down.
Horowitz ass down, boy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You of all people.
Yeah.
Nah,
you ain't in no position to speak to.
Yeah, he's apologised though because people
he had to
felt
fall
offended.
Back quick time because he was getting trolled worse than Katie Hopkins.
That's probably the biggest thing about the publicising the movie straight off the bat is that he's a fucking terrible person. Yeah, and he has to say sorry for it.
He didn't know how the internet
you
works.
You have to make Idris Bond now.
This is hilarious though. Look, because we're talking about Luther. He said, clumsily, he chose the word street as Elba's gritty portrayal of DCI John Luther was in mind. But I admit, it was a poor choice of words. So he thought about the smoothest...
The
smoothest
one of
portrayal
the
we've seen
recently.
Of Luther is who he thought was street. That's mad. I haven't even seen Luther, to be honest.
Let's find out more about where Mr. Horowitz is from. Anthony Horowitz.
I can give you a few areas. No, I don't know, but I mean, look, man.
He's obviously
honestly,
not that in touch with like the rest of society.
No. Yeah, and I don't even think it was a racist thing, man. I think now it's like
just
we're in a world where it's a bit too PC.
Covington.
He hasn't said he's from
Paddington.
Paddington.
He's from Paddington.
Right, yes.
That's one of the
we'll
most
that
affluent areas in London.
No wonder he thinks he's too street, eh?
because he's zone two.
Yeah. Look, man, it's a shame that he's had to apologise for something like that. You know, I don't think he's really qualified enough to even talk about who James Bond should be, especially after Daniel Craig.
I don't care
Craig.
If he's written, like, 50 novels
nah,
and
I'm
he's
just
won,
saying,
like, the Nobel
well, look, James
Prize
Bond.
For writing.
He's only
no,
written one James Bond.
That
that's
was it.
It's like, who, how dare
that,
you talk
he's
about
only
who
written
John,
texts.
James Bond should be? You know what I mean?
Why was he even chiming in? Oh, or is it for someone to pay James Bond in his...
Yeah,
his story.
I just was up. He was. They thought I just was going to be the next James Bond, like for sure.
Yeah. Everyone was saying there's going to be a black Bond. There's been a black president. Hell yeah. You might as well bring
the
in a black
gates.
Bond.
It's open the
floodgates.
Yeah. They're taking over.
Oh, I'm going to put up my black picture of Jesus.
Korean Jesus.
Black
Korean
Santa.
Jesus. I love how there's a black
Jesus.
President before there's a black James Bond. Oh, fucking hell. Shit's not back in front at all.
It took that much persuasion.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just also just talking quickly about trying to remember people's names. We got an email in.
Do you remember my middle name?
Yeah, it's like love.
Don't do that.
No,
no.
Yeah.
It's more interesting than anyway.
So it's the email is through at shd@fubarradio.com. And
this is
from
SHD.
Sarah Hugh Doc.
Of course! Oh my God!
I thought we were playing along that we didn't know what that was. I thought this was a hilarious game that we were never going to bring up.
I'm leaving now because I've displayed how dumb I actually am. I really did not cock on that SHD with Sarah Hugh Doc. Oh my God!
I really
God.
Did think this was just some really amazing joke. I even laughed about it half an hour ago when we weren't even talking about it.
Oh my God!
Okay.
I'm ashamed to my African people. Yeah. I'm ashamed of my science background.
I don't even know my own email address.
Yeah. I'm firing
all I know
myself.
Is if my house is on fire, I'm getting me some candle wax.
Oh,
good.
Sarah Love. And this is from Ducky in Hampton. He's Ducky has emailed us saying the best way to remember someone's name is to repeat it back to them as soon as they introduce themselves. Trust me, it works.
No, it doesn't work, mate. Who's that from?
That's from Ducky in Hampton.
Ducky, that don't work. But you know the one that politicians use is if you repeat something three times, it cements into your head more. So when you say no.
Oh, so it's like did you spend taxpayers' money on cocaine and prostitutes? No. Did you? No. Okay, yeah. I really did.
Saying something three times cements into your head. So yeah, if you say then that's what I'm constantly like. Yeah. Bob.
But then you also
those really difficult names like Dave, Bob.
When you've just met someone, it's a good way to fucking creep them out and make you think you've got Tourette's. G'day, hey, I'm Sarah. I'm Bob. Say Bob.
They're like, get away from this person.
Bob, someone's at the door.
I think Ducky's got a point, but everybody's a bit different. Everyone, you know, kind
of
remembers
some things. Some of us are more intelligent than me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've tried that. Like, but what I do, I just look at them and then think about what they look like and then try, you know, use some kind of, because it works better for me to just go, Sarah, yeah, okay, and then you meet someone else, hey, Peter, yeah, and then, you know, you keep
meeting
people. You're
calling Peter Sarah, Sarah Peter.
So not, it doesn't really work for everybody, but Ducky has got a point. Ducky,
it's the associated methods of remembering things. Yeah. So yeah, I look at them, I'm like, oh yeah, the Dave, because I know someone called Dave who lives next door to me and you have the same hair colour. Yeah, that's how
that kind of thing, exactly.
That's a good one, yeah, definitely.
But thanks for the recommendation.
Thanks, Ducky.
Killing it. Where was Ducky at?
Ducky.
Ducky, did Ducky give us a location?
Hampton.
I was about to double check.
You remember it, just say it a few times. Hampton.
You just got, you know what? The best thing to do is get him to do the Robert Wright way and spell it out.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Can you spell that out for me? Yeah. Bam. Yes. That's it. Yeah. Robert Wright. Yeah. With them ribs.
Yeah. And you don't look weird at all when you ask, sorry, how do you spell Robert?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Paul. That's a weird name. How do you spell Paul?
How do you spell Paul? Can you spell it for me?
Shit, actually, yeah. Fuck. Yeah.
People backing away from you. Yeah. They're like, okay, I need to get away from this weirdo.
Looks like we won't be a black Bond for a while unless I decide to put a suit on and let them know who's in town, baby.
Seduce them with the voice of... No, sorry, the voice
of... The voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake right here on FUBAR Radio for all you mother lovers out there, especially the ladies who...
You ain't tough enough to thump with me.
That was brand new from Homeboy Sandman, who was a guest on the show a couple months ago. You know, all of our podcasts are up online, so check them out. We've had some ill guests over the last few weeks.
Seriously, yeah.
Ranging from Cool Keith to Large Professor to Homeboy Sandman to all spamming all across the globe. So you definitely need to get involved and listen back to Sarah, Hugh and Doc too. Remember, you can always hit us up at the show at shd@foodbarradio.com.
Whatever that stands for.
Whatever the hell that's
Or you can also tweet at FUBAR Radio. Just like
recently.
Tommy Two Toes has tweeted Sarah directly.
Do you know what crap? I was about to send big shouts out to Tommy Two Toes because he's going in trying to represent the Cosa Massive. But Tommy, I'm not sure we're talking about the same language because that's definitely not how you spell Cosa. Cosa is spelled XHOSA.
Sounds like she's saying something else, isn't it?
Oh, really?
Yes, it does, Sarah.
Cosa.
You bloody Cosa.
It does. Censoring your own swear words.
Oh, I wish my mum was.
If you ain't got the click, how do you say it?
If you ain't got the click.
Yeah, if you can't click.
If you can't click, you need to stay
at home.
Hey,
you can't click. You're a tosser. Yeah.
But he says he has actually learnt two words in Cosa. And can I just say, one of the greatest people in the history of the world, other than me, is Cosa.
Yeah, Nelson Mandela. You have that click on lock.
Oh, right.
That's just one.
So
I think there's 18 more.
Cosa too.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't even know how many Cosas are in the world.
So wait, Obama. No.
Do you know what?
No, he's just black. Yeah. He's not actually Cosa.
It's going to really fuck
he's
with
not,
Kenya.
He's not a Cosa.
I've just started reading the Nelson Mandela biography. Was it Long Walk to
Long
Freedom?
Walk to, yeah.
Which is amazing. But now that I'm going to read it every, because it talks about, you know,
being a Cosa.
Now I'm going to go through it. Now it's going to distract me for the whole book. Yeah.
Indeed.
Sitting there quietly clicking away in my room to myself.
I'm going to get my mum to record a tongue twister for us. Yeah, XHOSA. So yeah, Tommy Two Toes. I love your effort and everything, but yeah, maybe that's a different language. I'm not entirely sure. Yeah. But yeah, Cosa is spelled X HOSA. Yeah.
Bloody glosses, man. So extra with the way they spell their glossing
exactly.
words.
Exactly. My mum is going to like that one too. But yes, you're locked into Sarah Hugh. No, Doc, but Maestro 2.
Maestro 2.
Dave the Spade.
Yeah, mate. I'll tell you Dave what. Dave the Spade. I can get Dave down here, mate. You should get me, mate, Dave down here. He'll show you like what's what.
Yeah, we need to get Dave. We should get, let's hit up Dave, actually, because maybe he will help us out this week for Are You Taking the Piss, which is coming up very, very soon. That's the part of the show where we love hearing from you guys to find out what this week has just like riled you up to the point where you're just like,
are you taking a piss?
You need to hit us up in the studio Twitter as well, at Foobar Radio, or email shd at foobarradio.com. And I would love to for you to call us, but I don't know if we have that facility.
Let's give him Maestro's number.
Yeah, so Maestro's number is
07948.
Maestro's got a bit nervous
if you want to get through to the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
We should just set up a voicemail that we can put out.
$2.95 a minute, baby. Chocolate Velvet.
I'll tell you whatever you need to hear, baby.
Dad, stop calling. It's weird.
Yes, and something that is quite literally and figuratively taking the piss.
It's an expensive way to take the piss.
This is very expensive because, I mean, I get really, really vexed anyway just because I've never really experienced having to pay for a public toilet in my life. You know what I mean? So coming to London, people are like, everything's so expensive. And I was like, fuck, it really is. It's like 30p or 50p to take a pee, right? or do number twos. But I was really, really shocked to see, and this is literally taking the piss, as Sarah's saying, that the Victoria Station, where obviously is one of the places where you have to pay to use the toilets, over the last 3 years, they have raked in £2.3 million.
That's amazing.
£2.3 million. There is cash in poop, my friend.
Yo. But what do they do with the money?
That's when you know you're in the wrong business, boy.
Yeah,
when
damn.
There's people out there making that kind of money off, you know. I think the only place you could kind of get there is Carnival or something. If you lived in Notting Hill area, Labra Grove. You know, some
nightmare.
Of these people, like, they keep the door open. They're like, £1 for a pee, £2 for
they're
a poo.
They're brave.
Bam.
But that's just like those toilets. Like, that's
crazy.
Like London, Victoria, 2.3 mil. Coming in second was Euston, 1.8 mil. And then King's Cross, 1.4 mil.
Wow.
Even like Waverley, 750k. And Liverpool was 400k.
Are you taking the piss?
They are taking the piss.
That
no,
is
but
crazy,
I wonder who
man.
Is this money going to? Is that a private company?
Must be TfL.
You think so?
Don't you think? Well, they're all. I mean, they're all tube stations. I mean, I guess. Well, they're bigger ones, aren't they? There are other stations. There are other.
Because back in the day, I swear it used to be like more to discourage the crackheads from going into the cubicle. And
well, I know in Australia they do. They discourage the heroin addicts, isn't it?
But they have blue lights.
Yeah,
which
they
is
put
like
ultraviolet
lights, so you can't see your veins. But it's great to party. Like if you're not going to shoot up, and you're like, hey, you know, let's go party.
Yeah,
love hanging out in public toilets.
That was creepy.
What do they call
it?
Cottaging. Yeah,
remind me, what is that again?
I think you just go there. People just go and have, go and have sex in toilets or something like that.
No, but it's like not just sex.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
Here we go.
Whoa.
Today has been a real
eye-opener
for all the Sarah Love fans out there.
Back it up.
Destroying my character.
There's other things than just sex.
You're never coming back again, Maestro.
Whoa. Call me naive. But there's other things than just sex.
We learned she's a closer.
What?
She loves kids.
My
and now
show.
She knows a lot more about
my
what
show
goes on in the
I've been
toilet.
Friends for a long time.
Call it cottaging.
He gets away with it. He gets
and
away
just
with
2 hours.
Yeah.
It's all over.
I'm staying out of it.
That's all it took was 15 years down the drain and 2 hours.
Hey, have you
down the toilet.
Either of you? Because I have never actually paid to use a toilet at any of those stations. Is there a time limit? Do they go, hey, like you've been,
nah,
on,
that's
you've been
what
taking
I was
a
wondering.
Dookie for half an hour? Get the fuck out.
Yeah, what I was wondering. So you 20p, you could do whatever you want. Basically, you could do
set up your office.
Yeah,
run your business.
Yeah, while other people just like, oh, I'm bursting, and then leave. You'll be in there like,
all right,
that's
Wi-Fi.
Half the day. Yeah,
free Wi-Fi. But man, I mean, London rent prices too. You'd be better off to just fucking move in there. 30p a day?
That's crazy,
shit,
man.
Yeah.
And imagine the amount of people going in. I wonder what they make a day.
Yeah.
If they've done that in a year, 2.3 million.
Was that a year?
That's the last 3 years.
I wonder if that's one cubicle or if that's like multiple cubicles.
What do you have to pay for? Like, if you want to do, like, for a guy, like, you know.
But the last 3 years.
Do you pay less for a urinal and more for a cubicle? Or?
Nah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's the same price. Whatever you want to do.
That's terrible.
Look, whatever
that's
your terrible. Thing is.
And we ain't got them lights in here, so you can shoot up all you want, motherfuckers.
Oh, God. Whatever tickles your fancy.
I don't want to pay the same for a piss and for a poo. I should pay, you know, less for a piss.
Hey, man, that's discrimination.
Yeah, hey, don't blame me. Blame God. Blame God, man. I didn't make you.
That's crazy, though,
man.
You can
piss in a urinal if you want. You just choose not to, Sarah.
But then I wonder how they, like, if there is a time limit, how... How is that, man? There must be like a countdown or something that's like warning you. Listen, if you don't wrap this up in the next 60 seconds, the door is opening.
And then you stagger out of there without wiping your ass. That's another story.
They just get you out. Security, come in, right, mate. That's it. I don't care, mate. Yeah, you've been in here 45 minutes, mate. Don't matter, mate. 45 minutes, your time's up, mate.
45 minutes? Damn, who takes a shit for 45? Oh, hang on. I know you don't.
Robert Wright, man. Them ribs, man.
not enough fiber in the diet.
That really is taking a piss. So that's crazy, man. That's a lot of money. And exactly like you said, Sarah, where is this dirty, dirty money going to?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Where is that money going to?
Yeah, we need to.
Who's caking off
for
this?
Who's
caking off for everybody's pee and poo? Huh?
Yeah.
Who's caking off for that?
No, but honestly, it's big business on a world scale, like toilet business. So,
you can't blame them, you know, but...
I took the wrong career
at the same time, because, you know, somebody's got to maintain all of that. The bottom line is there is somebody who's got to... You know, it's like the dude at the club or, in your case, the woman in the club.
I hate that job.
It's weird, isn't it? It's kind of a bit of an awkward job as well.
I always chat to them and find out what... No, you just give them a pound.
Yeah, I just give them a nice smile.
There's
a lot of people pounding them, man. That's even risky, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Or the Ebola pound.
Hey, we just got a pretty interesting email at shd@fubarradio.com. This is from Sophie in Petersham. She says, I think it's a great idea to charge people to use toilets. In fact, I love it so much, I'm going to start charging everyone who uses the toilet in my house, including my sister, my dog. I'm going to be a millionaire!
Yeah, good idea. See, on
Sophie's
this show, we're building
right
the
idea,
economy, man.
Do you reckon we... Oh, my God, maybe I might do that. I might just stand up out of the toilet down here at FUBAR. Because there's a lot of offices around here. I just go, man, pound.
And, you know, most people just trust. Like, if you tell them that, oh, no, it's a new building policy now, everyone has to pay to use the toilet, they'll probably just believe you and trust. They'd rather do that. They've got to get back to work. They're not going to walk around the corner to the pub.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, the thing
I
is
would.
As well.
What, I'll tell you that right now.
What I think's messed up about it, though, like, if you're busting and you need to use one of these toilets at the station, you don't have a choice. Mm. You know what I mean? You're going to have to fork out cash or you're going to have to piss your pants in public.
Sorry, did you say it's 30p a go?
30 and 50. I don't know why it varies.
Whether it's a number one or a
number
two.
Some of them are 30, some of them are 50, some of them are 20 even.
Okay.
And what's even funnier is that they have the little change box as well. If you need change, don't worry, we've got it all covered. Yeah. Put your notes
we've
in.
Got your back.
It's all cash though. You can't pay by card. They got, and then getting the change from them.
Oh, no, but I guess people's hands are dirty after the toilet, aren't they?
Soon you will be paying. Like it'll be tap. You know, using the Visa. Yeah. Just tap on there. Bam. Boop. Get in there. Do your do. 45 minutes.
I tell you what, if I am paying, if I am paying to take a poo or a wee, I want someone to wipe my ass for me. I want someone to wash my hands for me. I want someone there to give me hey man, have a great day. You look really nice.
Yeah, I want aftershave, bubble gum.
Man, that t-shirt really suits your eyes. Thanks, man. I feel good about that. Thanks.
Massage.
Yeah, everything.
Like the coming to America, and it's like the royal bath.
Yeah.
My dad said he was in. Japan earlier this year, but going to like the public toilet there, and like the toilet's got loads of buttons on, but it's all written in Japanese, so it's like you have no idea. But then it's things like warming the seat, washing
everything.
Your ass.
Yeah.
I don't know, someone performing a song for you while you do your number two.
I was in a hotel in Korea a couple of years ago, same deal, the toilet, like I pushed a button, the fucking thing took off, it flew away. It flew away, man.
It was
a drone. Great place to shoot yourself, I tell you what. Sorry about that.
You are tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Hugh, and Maestro too. And I have to say, London, are you taking the business coming up around the corner? So we need you to hit us up on shd@foodbarradio.com. Tweet us with the things this week that have made you say,
are you taking the piss?
And remember, if you are in London, there's so many ill shows coming up. You've got Kareem Riggins, who is like Jay Dilla's production partner. I'm going to be DJing at the Notting Hill Arts Club this Friday. And on Sunday, got a super special show from some certified legendary.
Yep,
like,
surprise.
It's crazy, the catalogue. Like, when I heard the show was happening, which I'm DJing at the Prince of Wales this Sunday with the one and only Smith and Wesson.
Woo.
But yeah, I had to go back and listen to some of their tunes. I was like, their catalogue is bananas! Yeah.
Is it like 20-year anniversary?
20-year anniversary of the Shining album. Yeah. Sorry, the Shining album.
Duh.
Yeah, hip-hop spellings. Yeah,
and that's why you'll never be James Bond.
Yes, exactly.
Because you're not straight enough.
You're not straight enough.
So I thought, you know, it's only right that we drop you some classic Smith and Wesson. Keep it locked to FUBAR.
I walk around town with the pound strapped down to my side. No front end just in case I gotta smoke some.
Some classic material there. Make sure you come out to the Prince of Wales Sunday night. That's the 13th of September. Catch Smith and Wesson. It's a surprise show. And that's brought to you by Deal Real, the official Deal Real. Not no bootleg Deal Real.
Ooh,
the official Deal
Real. Let's not even go there, boy. That's a whole can of worms.
In Doc's absence.
Jeez, that's dangerous. Oh, yeah, in Doc's absence.
Yeah.
It must be awkward for him as well, man. Like,
no, but you see, it's because everyone's been kept in the dark, isn't it?
Yeah,
so people think that
saying,
we're being assholes about it. But in actual fact, if someone stole your name and then they went round trying to do the same thing as you,
I wish I didn't do the thing, you know? Like, if Pete had mentioned that beforehand, because they asked me to come and do the thing, and then it was awkward interview as well, because they're talking, they're asking me about Dural, and I had to keep saying, yeah, not this Dural, the one before, you know.
And they're like, shit, don't mention the old Dural. It was like, don't mention the war.
But anyway.
But yeah, but no, it's nearly that time where we're getting into some.
Are you taking the piss?
And as always, there's loads. There was something actually, speaking of Harry Potter, speaking of Harry Potter,
don't get him going again. Man. Somebody get a tissue in here, right quick, man.
Everyone in Berkshire's poised to start trolling me.
You're a wizard, Huey. I know, motherfucker. I know.
No, but
I've been a wizard. Look at my sleeves.
Been a wizard on your face.
Shut them down like that. But no, and I was quite taken aback, to be honest, to in a list of like the top five biggest selling books of all time in the history of book publishing.
Mm.
So number one, guess what's number one?
Harry Potter.
No, but
Harry Potter
number
two.
One is the Quran. So it's like, I can kind of understand how Quran is number one,
that's
right?
That's got a click in it.
yeah, it's true, actually, with the proper pronunciation. We're getting cultured up in here, man.
I know what I'm talking about up in here.
But the Quran, you can understand that, because what, there's like billions
so that's
of
sold more
Muslims
than the Bible.
Number two is the St. James Bible, which, okay, again, there's many, many, like, people who follow the Bible and stuff, so it's understandable. Number three was the Mao Zedong, the Chinese leader. I think it's called, like, his little red book, but it's kind of like something which every Chinese person has to own in the past kind of thing. So it's like, I can understand that. Yeah. You know, it's a pretty populous place. And then number four was the Harry Potter.
Yeah!
Wow!
Big dog!
Yeah.
I feel so alive.
But that's crazy.
He knows he's not alone out here.
But a little bit, I did sort of think,
are you taking the piss?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I know. How the fuck had Harry Potter not been one?
Okay, fair enough. I have to admit.
Are you taking the piss?
Exactly. No, I have to admit, I've never read any of the Harry Potter books and I've never seen any of the films. Mm. But I haven't really gotten the sense in, like, compared to, like, when you see what's it called, who's the Tolkien
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's pretty incredible and fantastical how he's created all these worlds, like the depth and the characters and all the worlds and all the layers to all of it, and, you know, I can sort of But see that's deep. I don't get that from the impression.
Yeah, but that's what that would be like for someone younger than you. You know, someone that's
less
like
informed.
A kid. Yeah, no, you know,
hey,
like
I'm
you.
Joking. Hey, Sarah, do you know why you don't get Harry Potter? Do you know why you don't get Harry Potter?
Not in the circle of
because
art.
You're a muggle. All right, non-magical folk.
Okay?
You're a muggle.
No, but a little bit. It's like, come on, man. No, but that's what annoys me about a lot of these new like people breaking, you know, biggest all time XYZ. Yeah. Lists and stuff like biggest selling new albums school. And all that, because it's like you've got something like Thriller album, the biggest selling album of all time, and then you've got like Spice Girls.
Yeah,
get the fuck
Lady
out
Gaga.
Of here with
that.
Yeah,
are you taking the British?
Lady Gaga?
Do you know what I mean? Come on now,
gag.
We're just like rewriting. Yeah, Lady Gag her.
Hey, yeah. I've got an A taking a piss.
Hey, I wasn't saying nothing there. I don't want to hear her voice. You took it somewhere else.
All right.
I've got an Are You Taking a Piss? Now, this one is very, very personal. Are you taking a piss to paves, the things on the pavement? What do you call them?
Paving slabs.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Sarah Love. The ones that pop up and don't sit level, right? Mm-hmm. Are you taking a piss? Because you know why? One of them, she has fucking tripped over my mum the other day and she fell flat on her face, scratched, she was bleeding from her nose and terrible in her chin and all this
Are you
stuff.
Serious?
Yeah, this is in London.
No,
the other
she
day.
Can make money off of that, man.
I was about to say, yeah, we're lucky you taking in a piss. America, that would be a lawsuit.
Yeah. No, even here now, I'm sure you
really?
Can. Yeah.
As we're becoming
because
more
it's not meant to be like that. It's meant to be level.
She tripped over and she was actually, well, she was trying to help somebody get off a bus as well. She was in London with my nan because mum's here at the moment.
She's been a good Samaritan.
She's been a good Samaritan, trying to help somebody get
the
off the bus.
Karma didn't come back the right way.
She tripped over and she went. And literally, so I went and saw her straight away the next day, and she looked like she'd been in a pub fight, which is not very unsurprising for my mum. She's a raw bitch.
But you having flashbacks to pub fights?
But yeah, there's man, I'll tell you what. Yeah, little pavement tile things, whatever Sarah called them.
Are you taking the piss?
You are taking the piss.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that is taking the piss, though. They are meant to fit. It's like when you find them little potholes, you know, in the road. When you're driving, and you're like, come on, man. All these road works, like, you lot have been putting all this money into what?
But yeah, then I even wonder with that, like, someone must have a job where they just drive around looking for potholes. Like, how the hell are they going to... But sure, because otherwise, how the hell do they identify where these things are that need to be fixed?
I think it's when enough people are complaining.
If there's vigilance, people with not enough to do in their lives,
like
then they can
speed
call the
cameras,
helpline.
You know the speed cameras? Mm. Do you remember when they didn't have the yellow reflector? So you didn't know you could speed, and you're like, oh, got flashed. Then all of a sudden, there were these reflectors. So, you know, from you about half
a
mile, you knew there was one coming up. And it was like the right people were just like, look, man, we're getting startled. I think it might have been rich people. Going, yeah, we get
right
startled
people.
All of a sudden.
Not the WRITHD. The right people.
Not the Robert Wright people.
Yeah,
the right people. Just all of a sudden started complaining, and then bam, all of a sudden now we had reflectors. It's like, wow, thanks, man.
Sweet.
Made my life easier.
Yeah. You can just burn around London as much as you like.
Hey, can we very, very quickly digress? I want to give a shout out a couple of people that have tweeted us. This is just when we're talking about the toilet talk before getting charged. This is Claire in Romford. She tweeted us at FUBAR Radio. I paid 30p to wee the other day at Liverpool Street. The toilet was minging. Why should I pay for that? Indeed.
Are you taking the piss?
It's because you're bursting, Claire. Ooh. That's why you should pay for it.
No control. Keep it in
control. At all costs, I will avoid a public toilet.
Cotch. You just got to cotch. You can't sit on the actual... You have to cotch on it. Cotch on the toilet seat.
No, you mean squat.
You know what I'm talking
about. Cotch, I haven't heard the word cotch for ages. No, but cotch used to be when you were chilling.
You
want to go cotch around mine.
You got...
Hey, you want to use my toilet?
Cotch on the
it
toilet.
Wasn't like
yeah,
that.
You can't actually. There's no
squat
touching,
on
you
the
know.
Toilet.
Yeah.
Also, a quick shout to my man Tommy Ray in Oz, who's tuning in right now as well. Big up, legend.
Oh, big
now,
up
this,
Tommy
again,
Ray, mate.
From Larry.
Fucking punch a cone for me,
you
mate. Might,
you guys probably would know Tommy Ray, actually. Yeah. And Larry in Catford as well. Larry.
Fully.
Larry has said, "Hi, I would like clean the duct's bottom. And maybe I'll do yours if it makes me happy. I like you and Doc will smile, and that makes me nice happy. You should never pay to toilet.
Larry in Catford.
Okay, Larry.
Larry sounds like, you know, he looks like more for... Right.
Larry sounds like we might need to call security.
Now, we have,
Larry, yeah, Larry, I love you, I know, and everything. Stop. I love hearing from you, that's but creepy. You're scaring me now.
I know. There's one thing to pay the toilet, and there's one thing to pay to wipe Doc's bottom. That's a whole other
level. Another level.
Although I think Doc will probably be down for that. Doc, I know he's into that whole, you know, trailer on the film set.
Oh,
and Hugh, sorry, Nat's bottom. Chiming in, reminding me that he is interested in wiping.
I don't think he wrote that. He made no mention of me. No, he didn't. Oh, that's weird.
He made no mention of me.
Yeah. But we have got a stack of "Are You Taking the Pisses" coming through. But I mean, obviously, Sarah, Hugh, and Maestro here today. But we should get Dave the Spade. Should we get Dave the Spade to read out the "Are You Taking the Pisses" for our dear listeners?
Oh, definitely. Should we give him a second to get into the studio and we can play another tune while he comes in? Is that him at the door? Yeah, he's coming. So I'll drop a tune just before we get into that.
Yes.
And we'll just warm things up then. So get ready.
Get out of the way.
So Dave, send your messages.
Calm down, Dave. Get off the seat.
Okay, David, it can all stay reasonable. It's just fun and games, man. Calm.
So what's going on here then?
Dave's taking the piss. No, but keep it locked to FUBAR right now. Are You Taking the Piss coming up? We're not promoting a nasty.
Cool lot, mate. I tell you what, that fucking mice, mate, gets on my nerves.
It gets on my nerves too, don't it?
Yeah, I don't fucking blame you. Do you know what I mean? I'll give you your hands if you want, kicking Danny Apple and Pears if you want, Sarah.
My Danny Apples.
Oi, have you seen? Oi, working on a new movie, by the way, straight out of Romford. Coming out soon, so just like, do you know what I mean?
Straight out of
Straight out of Romford, mate.
Crazy mother named Dave.
Dave Spade in the building, mate. I don't even know what I'm doing here. I'm supposed to be down the local, getting pissed. You know what I mean? But Missy said he's all right with it. So, do you know what I mean?
Dave.
So what do you want me to do? You want me to read these bloody emails, right?
Oh, are you taking a piss?
Dave
Spade, just real quickly, got another one, another quick "Are You Taking a Piss" that Sarah Love will probably very likely relate to.
Yeah, she's always taking a piss, mate.
DJing on Friday night.
But not in public toilets.
DJing on Friday night at this club, right? Some people came down that I knew and they got fucking train wrecked. And kicked out of the place, and then the management and everyone was like really, really angry at me. Who are those people you're inviting down? I swear they just turned up. Hit the button, Sarah.
Are you taking the piss?
The button, Sarah. I was really upset.
Oh,
what are
sorry.
You,
you mean they were trying to associate these delinquent crowd with you?
Well, they had turned up. I mean, I was DJing down there, and they had turned up, going, and they'd come to the door and gone, like, "Oh, yeah, we're here to see Hugh," and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, "Oh, hey, what's happening? Haven't seen you in 6 years from Melbourne."
And then you were trying to quickly disassociate.
I was like, "Nah." And I was like, "Oh, God, why do
people
do that?"
Mate, I've been there, mate. I've been there,
In this industry.
I tell you what, mate.
Lovely to see you, though, Dave.
Yeah, you know, just got back from Marbella with the missus. Like, do you know what I mean? Had a good time out there. Obviously, I wasn't trying to work on the tan because I think I got too much myself already. So, do you know what I mean? It was all right, though. We did a lot of sightseeing.
Yeah?
Went to the chip shop.
It was lovely, got your egg and beans.
Yeah, mate. Got me egg and bacon. All sorted, mate. It was lovely. Seven days out there.
Lovely.
Yeah. Thompson. Do you know what I mean? Get the best deals out of Thompson. So I'd advise any of you go do it. Marbella. It's a special place, do you know what I mean? You feel like you're at home when you're out there.
Everyone there is also straight out of Romford.
Exactly, mate. So
you're fucking terrifying, David Spade.
Wait, I'll tell you what.
You are terrifying.
I'm a nice bloke, really. No, when you get to know me.
I'm not angry.
After a couple lines, I'm a nice bloke. Oh, wait, honestly, after a couple lines, I'm a decent bloke, mate.
I'm a great guy. Yeah. Full of life.
I'm down to earth, do you know what I mean?
Do you know how to read?
Yeah, I could do a bit of reading.
You should read out all of our lovely listeners. Mate, are you taking the pisses?
So,
right now is the time when we
get into
it. These
lot talking about taking a piss, like muff. Yeah, someone's talking about muff, which is something I'm very well versed in. Well, I'm very well versed in. Oh, actually,
you got to say where they're from.
Starbucks.
The name and where they're from first.
Melin Buxton.
Yeah,
I know a few Mel's from Buxton. I might know you as well, Mel. So we'll keep that there because the missus might be locked in. Anyway, Starbucks has run out of blueberry muffins. No impressed. That's how well I read, mate.
No impressed.
She probably meant not. But I read well enough that I could tell that said no impressed.
Did well.
She must have been out in Marbella as well. No speak of the English. But yeah. She's got a point. Blueberry muffins out in Starbucks. Bum, bum. What's the point?
That is pretty whack.
It is.
Especially if you've been dreaming about blueberry muffins all night and you're like, yeah, first thing, wake up and head to Starbucks.
If that's what you want specifically as well, and you go in there and they have all these other muffins, like sometimes I really crave, like, you know, there's nice like spinach and pumpkin and feta, and you go and they go, oh, I just want them shits.
And they're like, no, we have the diabetes option. We have the diabetes muffin.
Yeah. You're right, mate. Pumpkin muffins. Bloody hell.
It's a Harry Potter reference.
Feta in there, yeah.
Harry Potter reference.
Jesus Christ.
David Spade, get on your broomstick.
Don't know about all that, mate.
Get on your broomstick, David Spade.
I'll show you my broomstick, mate. I'll tell you what.
That's two offers in one show.
It'll be an eclipse in here all of a sudden.
That's David Larry, they're on your case, you.
Oh, shit. I'm really frightened.
You're just killing all the guys, aren't you?
Right. Is that Cyan in Esher?
Yep.
Yeah, I've been down Esher as well. It's all white place.
Isn't it Esher?
It's all white place. Listen, it's whatever Esher? I call it, yeah?
It is. Okay, please, just let him do it. Just let him do it.
Cyan and Esher.
I'm sitting next to him.
I have the barrier at the table between us.
Cyan says, I have found a split end and grey hair today. My hair and my hairdresser is taking a piss.
Are you taking a piss?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You tell him, Cyan and Esher.
Unless Cyan's like 50.
Give you grey hairs, mate. Kids.
What?
Kids will give you grey hairs.
They definitely will.
And then the missus will split your hairs as well,
oh,
mate.
God, so
you don't know what you're talking about, Cyan. You haven't lived yet. Don't worry about grey hairs. Worry about kids.
I've got heaps of grey hairs. I've got fucking tons and tons.
Have you?
Yeah, I'll show you.
You hide them well. Really? I think grey hair is great on a guy. So there's
I'm
not taking the piss.
Yeah, I've got a bit there, mate.
Don't laugh.
No, it looks distinguished.
You got the Elton John grey hairs there, mate.
My balls look distinguished too now. Apparently.
I'll ask Larry what he says,
mate,
about that.
Grey balls are better than blue balls, so I wouldn't worry too much.
Thanks for hitting us up. You know what I mean? I feel your pain. I think there's lots of women out there who can relate to.
Yep.
Leah in Bedford.
Yep.
Is that Leah or Liar?
It's Liar in Bedford.
You know what I mean?
Depends what she says.
Whatever, mate. So Liar in Bedford, yeah. My boyfriend keeps farting when we're sat watching TV. It really smells and it's grossing me out. Men are gross. I tell you what, farting is part of life, Liar.
Yeah.
I thought she has some.
You know what I mean? You've got to accept these things sometimes, mate.
Conclusion.
Yeah. Are you taking the piss?
Yeah, are you taking the piss for real? That's part of life, yeah? You're making us pay for taking a piss.
Yeah.
So you might as well let us fart with our women. That's all I say.
This is how we balance everything out in life. No, Leah, I'm backing you on that. And the way that it's like men like to use fart as a weapon.
Oh, they do.
I've never had that happen to me. But I've heard of women say where it's like man farting under the duvet, then like
Dutch oven. A woman died
so uncultured.
No, straight up and down. A woman died from that a few years ago. It's a big story. Literally,
the methane
asphyxiation. Yeah, from under. He kept under there so long, and it was like a very horrid.
He suffocated her,
and she actually died. She died from that.
She killed herself holding her breath, didn't she?
Kind of funny.
That's the thing. That's what they didn't tell you is that she was holding her breath long enough to kill herself.
Conspiracy.
It wasn't his fault. It's natural. Yeah.
Preach, David.
You got your eggs, bacon, beans, chips, tomatoes, mushrooms, do you know what I mean, in the morning with toast and a nice coffee. Yep. What do you expect? It's going to be fermenting all day whilst you're you're on the building site all day putting in that work. Do you know what I mean? Of course it's going to ferment. When you get home, all you want to do is just let loose. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be free to be who you naturally are in your own home with your wife.
Just let it all go.
Taking the piss?
Matt in Oxton. Oxton, yeah.
Can't decide whether it's Oxford or Brixton.
Anyway, he says Sainsbury's has stopped selling my favourite cup of soup, Livid. Ooh. I've never heard of Livid soup, but I'm sure it tastes very nice, mate.
I wonder what the ingredients in a Livid soup are. But I like that, Livid. I don't often hear that word, Livid, you know.
Oh, shit!
No, but that is a piss take when they stop something you love. But sorry.
The next one coming up. Oh my God.
Jesus
oh my
Christ.
God. No,
hey,
God.
Muggle.
Oh, boy, Muggle!
I feel it for you, Muggle. Do you know what I mean? You've got an excited Harry Potter fan over here.
Gross.
Hey, Muggle from Newbury.
Yep.
my bank account is taking the piss.
Are you taking
the
piss?
No, it's true, because Gringotts, that fucking place, you know, it's the little goblins that sit at the thing in Gringotts.
I'm like,
they are fucking sneaky as. I am with you, muggle friend, all right? And I just want you to know that I'm fully for the muggle community. I don't believe in pure magic blood at all. All right. Okay.
I'll just take for granted that that makes sense to someone else. Because I have no
idea. I muggled a lot of you, mate, if you all fucking carry on with this bloody. Wait, so Jez in Clapton, yeah?
Mm.
All right. So, Jez, what does Jez have to say? Hey,
Jezza.
My toilet seat has a crack in it, and none of my buffoon like housemates will own up to who had a disco on the seat. Jesus Christ, mate. Jez, I'll meet you down the local later, Jez, yeah? Get a tinkle later on the dog and bone, mate. I'll be there, mate. Get a bit of barley, we'll be all good, yeah? All right.
Anyway. Oh, and then that can get pretty unhygienic, a crack in the toilet seat.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, poop particles. Ooh.
Or maybe they didn't want to sit on the seat and they were doing that one when you stand on the seat.
Wasn't he talking about cotching earlier or something like that?
It's good. Apparently it's really good for you, actually, though.
Yeah, no, it's natural.
In China, that's all they do, mate.
Yeah, but it's good at it. Yeah. Apparently it's really good for you.
Yes. Okay, so
All right, Nick in Reading. My jelly didn't set properly, and my missus wouldn't jelly for tea. Oh, she wanted jelly for tea. Cool, blimey, I was going to say.
I thought that was getting more, even more exciting.
Nick said it's just slush.
Oh, I reckon it's how you're taking the piss.
All sounds pretty randy to me.
Who wants jelly for tea?
Into slush.
Getting his girlfriend's jelly for him.
Well, are you taking the piss?
Each to his own, eh? All right, so Jazz in Clapham says, sold out supermarkets are selling mince pies already. Mince pies?
No.
We got 3 months yet.
No.
Are you taking the piss?
Oi,
no.
I love me a mince pie, so I ain't really thinking that's taking the piss. I'm all thinking that they're taking the piss for not selling them throughout the year.
Basically.
Fuck Father Christmas.
Yep.
Fuck Christmas. Just give me a mince pie and a cup of tea, mate. That's
are you taking
a cup of
piss?
Rosie Lee and a mince pie. I'll be all right.
But
so,
it's true, though. Putting up fucking Christmas decorations, like, you know, months and months and months. And they do this shit with Easter as well.
They're trying to turn us to a bag of nerves, man.
They really are.
It's Halloween soon, isn't it? Yeah. Cool, blimey. I'll tell you that.
Start preparing.
What's next day?
Yeah. Pancake Day, the most important holiday of the year.
With you on that one.
That
with
is.
On that one.
Yeah, it's only
me,
another
a bit
what?
Of pancake. I ain't going to lie. That's a bit nice. Yeah.
About 120 sleeps, still Pancake Day.
Counting down.
Yeah. I've got counting a calendar down. At home. Yeah. Yes. I have like an advent calendar, but for pancake.
For pancakes.
I hope it's a
I love that.
I hope it's a Tuesday.
Dean in Kent. Yeah. Dean, he says, I wanted chili for dinner, but my housemate made spag bowl. Oh, I love a bit of spag bowl, me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Waste of flipping mince in it. I tell you what, I can't really agree with that there. I love a bit of spag bowl every now and again. Yeah. Tin spaghetti obviously could get done a bit quicker. So, you know, but it just depends on whether you prefer that or beans. So
no, that is a little bit of a piss take if you're looking forward to, what was he looking
chili.
Forward to? Chili.
Are you taking carne,
the piss? I think we've got time for one more. Are you taking the piss? Which lucky emailer, texter, what ifs, mate?
Well, we don't have more taking the piss, but we do have another message from Tommy Two Toes, who says, potholes. This guy knows what's up. In Manchester, the guy draws penises around potholes. Another dick reference. We started the show on dick references, and we're going to end the show on a dick reference.
Mate,
draw dicks
strictly
on everything.
Highbrow listening here. Peace, Dave. Thank you so much for lending your voice.
Right,
my show,
later.
Thank you so much for coming
my
through.
Show.
Yeah. Join us next week, Tuesday 4 till 6.
Peace!